Off the ball. Rugby.
Of course they care. Some would say, no, it's just about winning the Test Series. But is the Lions really all just about winning the Test Series? Or is there a bit of, you know, winning hearts and minds, bringing four nations together?
Yeah. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Sinead Goldrick back into the All-Ireland final after extra time. How are you feeling?
Yeah, just relieved. You know, it was last year they got the better and it was us today. So we're just so happy to be back in Croke Park, and that's where you want to be.
What's going through your head when Hannah Tyrrell is stepping up to take that kick just before the end of normal time?
She's so consistent all year, and you see her at training doing extras and everything like that, so I had full confidence that it was going to go over. And I just think it was such a team effort. You know, all year we've been through the highs and lows, and just to get over the line today in extra time was just amazing, and then to be in Croke Park.
You mentioned last year's defeat to Galway quarter-final stage. How much of that hurt came true today for you, do you think?
Yeah, we actually spoke about it. We didn't want it to be a redemption match or anything like that. We wanted to bring our game, our flow, and kind of just going at them one-on-one. And I think the defenders did so well today. Like, you know, Galway have class forwards, and I think our defenders stepped up really well. And then our forwards, you know, like Kate, every one of them can score. So it was a really good team performance. And I think we needed resilience. And that's kind of, I think, what got us over the line.
And you're going in, the game is leveled, you're going in at extra time. What's the talk going on between the team?
We just wanted to be composed, do you know what I mean? We feel that we're quite fit, like we put in the work throughout the whole season, and like our strength and conditioning coach Sammy's excellent, so we knew that we kind of had the legs for extra time, and that's what was going to be, just calm, simple and clear, and controlled aggression.
You don't change anything, so you stick what you're going to do in normal time and just try and implement it?
Yeah, exactly. Just like simple stuff and work rate. That's all that we knew was going to need it. And when you can't make that extra run, just make it for the team.
And what's going through your head when you see Carla Rowe back flicking the ball in with her heel?
Oh, I actually had to watch that back. I think it was like, okay, it's our day, you know, that kind of way. And we got a real good, you know, boost from that. And I think, it was just a bit of confidence throughout the whole team when you see something like that go in. So she's very skillful. So it was just slick. Yeah, it was cool.
How much do you think having to go to extra time again is going to stand to this team against a Meath side who obviously just dethroned the champions, Kerry?
Yeah, I think if you look at all of our games, like we've had, our bench is super strong. We've had so many people come in and out. So like these 2 weeks, we're just going to focus on training hard and preparing, and you never really know what happens. Do you know what I mean? So I think our team are so strong and our bench is so strong and our management are brilliant. So we're just going to kind of focus on pushing each other and trying to get those 1%ers this week.
Do you think there's something different about the panel this year? Something special that's getting you across the line as opposed to last year?
No, like, you know, every year you play for Dublin, you're super proud, you love the group, you love everything. And I think, yeah, this year, like, you know, as there's actually been a lot of kind of lows, like, you know, people have had injuries and stuff like that, and we've really gotten around each other, and the strength of that, like, connection you can't really buy. So there's a huge, huge, like, growl for each other and connection and pushing each other's on. We challenge each other so much, like, there's such leaders and everyone's demanding of what our standards are. And I think it's just so good to be in a group that has such high standards, and it makes you push yourself a bit more for them.
Obviously recovery needed after extra time, but big celebrations tonight?
No, like I think it's just like final is where you want to be, and hopefully after that we can have fun. But yeah, it's going to be, we're kind of getting, it's late now, I don't know what time it is, get home and just a sauna tomorrow with the girls and coffee, and it will be fun. Yeah,
it's hard to make sense and analyse that game. I suppose after the hurt of losing the quarter final last year, we didn't think it could get any more dramatic than that last year. But I mean, it was a crazy game in many ways. But extra time was just was mad. But we're delighted to come out the right side of it. And in fairness, the girls just found that extra gear to in extra time. And I suppose when you get an equaliser with the last kick of the game, you do get that energy. And in fairness, they brought it into the start of that second half and got themselves a comfortable lead. But we needed every bit of it there at the end.
Hannah Tyrrell, ice in her veins scoring that to level it and send it to extra time. What can you tell us about her?
I mean, like in this country, we're blessed to have so many great sportswomen. Hannah's up there with them all. She's just fabulous, fabulous to have around our setup. She's such an inspiration to the kids. Look at them all here. And Hannah's always the one that's crowded coming off the pitch. But she's such a role model in our group. She leaves no stone unturned. She's always encouraging and teaching others. But we're blessed to have her. And yeah, she's fabulous. If there was one person you want to take in that kick at the end, it was Hannah.
And can you talk us through what you say to the team after normal time heading into extra time?
don't say anything. You're trying to keep them calm and you're just trying to compose your own thoughts as well. But the girl, like, there's so many leaders in that group. You have Sinead Goldrick, Marta Byrne, Leah Caffrey, Hannah, obviously, Carla. They've been around years and, like, distill the hunger to keep going and keep going and keep going. And, like, they're the ones that drive it on. They're the ones that lead it. And they're the ones that are going to lead it over the next 2 weeks. All-Ireland final is a massive occasion. There'll be some girls experiencing their first All-Ireland final. There's probably some then experience their sixth or seventh. And we'll draw on every bit of experience. But we know it's going to be a massive battle now against Meath. We're familiar with each other, but they've obviously made huge gains during the championship and they knocked out the current All-Ireland champions. So that's no mean achievement. So yeah, lots of work over the next couple of weeks, but we'll look forward to it. It's where you want to be.
You were able to start Carla Rowe today. She came off, came back on, scored a goal with a heel flick. How important is it to have her back starting on the team?
It is, and Carla has obviously struggled during the National League and even the Championship with injuries and stuff, but it just shows she was willing. We have to mind her, but also you need the Carla Rowe's on the pitch and the bit of, like, the bit of genius she showed there as well, that if you saw it in training, you'd probably be giving out to her. But no, she was fantastic, and sometimes games are decided on a little bit of magic like that. And I mean, what a goal. It was fantastic. Fantastic, but yeah, we just have to recover now, everybody, especially all the older bodies. And obviously we have a couple of injuries there to likes of Kiva O'Connor, and then I think probably half the team went down with cramp and stuff. So yeah, so it's the next few days are all about recovering, and then there's nothing like an All-Ireland final to look forward to bring back that little bit of energy to training as well.
A special day as well, I'd say, for Orla Nolan, having come through the injury she did. Like, instrumental today.
She's unbelievable, like, such a calm, cool, collective figure on the pitch. And we've had to mind Orla and not to push her too far too quickly, but when she came on, I just thought she brought a real calmness and a composure to our group, and she's worked so hard. But like Orla last, it's funny, on the leading into the Galway game last year, we lost Orla with her ACL injury, and that was a massive blow to the group. So it was the flip side this year, as we had her available, and she's a fantastic footballer, always with a smile on her face, and the girls love her as well. They think the world of her. So for them to see her back on the pitch gave them a great boost as well.